Hi, this is Ned Ryan, President of American Majority. Last week, I finished up talking about campaign fundraising. This week, I want to talk about campaign debates and candidate forums. There's one general rule to be remembered concerning debates and candidate forums. Incumbents really hate them, and challengers really love them, even if they otherwise love or hate to debate. For the incumbent, debates are a nuisance with little political upside, but huge political downside if a mistake is made. For the challenger, debates provide an opportunity to hit the issues hard, particularly in light of the incumbent's voting record. If handled well, the challenger can make a name for himself or herself and move the campaign from that of an unknown to a serious contender. The debate game, or should I say the debate dance, usually begins like this. The challenger requests the incumbent to a series of debates, usually in several places, which will provide broad coverage throughout the district. The incumbent then seeks to limit the number of debates, because again, there is little upside to the incumbent actually debating. The challenger, if he or she is on top of things, then accuses the incumbent of refusing to debate because the incumbent is afraid of his or her dismal record on a certain issue. The incumbent then replies that his or her record duly speaks for itself, and denies that claim, and then denies that he or she is ducking any debates. This story, because the media loves this kind of controversy, will likely get good coverage if the challenger works at it hard. This is doubly valuable in that it is free and it is issue-oriented. The challenger should talk about the incumbent's refusal to debate every place in the district. Go to the town where you had hoped to debate and hold a press conference. Play the incumbent's initial refusal to debate for all it's worth. Eventually, unless the challenger is far, far behind in the polls, the incumbent will agree to at least one debate, if for no other reason than to shut the challenger up. The incumbent will always say something like, "Yes, we will debate, but not as many times as the challenger has requested." As the challenger, if you are indeed the challenger, don't accept this answer. Continue to hold your press conferences saying that the incumbent is afraid to debate his or her record. After a while, the story will get old. At that point, turn your attention to the details of the debate. You have to make the most of this opportunity. Now, I'm not an expert on debating, but I would suggest that you eventually brush up on debate and argumentation technique. However, there are a couple of perhaps less discussed observations on political debates in the context of a race that need to be called to your attention. First of all, it must be realized that people who you are intending to reach through the debate are likely not the people who are present at the debate. Sorry, most people, when left with the choice of going to a movie or coming to your debate, are going to choose the movie. Again, no offense, but you're not as exciting as you would like to think you are, especially when compared to the big screen. But back to the dynamics of a debate. Your own people attending the debate, the ones who chose you over the movie, are firmly in your camp and will scream and cheer like crazy no matter what you say. Maybe not quite, but close. As long as you say something reasonably intelligent, they're going to clap and cheer for you. The people present on behalf of your opponent are probably beyond hope. They'll most likely be polite and not boo you, but let's face it, they're not going to vote for you, even if you're as eloquent as Lincoln or Winston Churchill. The people who you really need to reach are the few percent who have not yet committed, be they independent or disgruntled members of the opposing party. You must keep in mind that this is the group you are trying to win over, and this is the group who you must consider yourself talking to. Now, next week, I'll continue with this topic of campaign debates and candidate forums. These are opportunities for you, again, to get your name and your message out, and to persuade that few percent in the middle that you are indeed the candidate that they should be voting for.